KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 57 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look for showers and occasional thunderstorms today with a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Police in Council Bluffs report a woman who was the subject of a regional attempt to locate search turned herself into authorities early this morning. Officials say through a joint investigation with the Clarinda Police Department, 23-year-old Sarah Billy Kyer of Clarinda cooperated with law enforcement and turned herself and her 8-month-old daughter Talia over to the police department in Clarinda just after 1 a.m. today. The child was found to be unharmed and has since been taken into protective custody. Sarah Kyer was arrested and is being held in Clarinda on a warrant out of Council Bluffs. Late Tuesday morning, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office posted on its Facebook page that the Council Bluffs Police Department was asking for the public's assistance in locating Kyer and her daughter. Officials say Sarah took Talia without permission during a supervised visitation in Council Bluffs on May the 6th. The incident occurred when a Nebraska Boys Town Child Organization social worker in charge of the supervision went to the restroom at a restaurant where the visitation took place. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Dave Dawson told the Daily Nonpareil that Kyer lost custody of her child after the woman tested positive for meth. Dawson said it's not clear exactly why the visitation took place in Council Bluffs, since none of the parties involved in the dispute are from there. In a post on her Facebook page earlier this morning, Kyer said she knows she made a mistake and that people would not understand what she is going through, and she intended to turn her daughter over to her grandmother before turning herself in. News time is 7:08.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinsey equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinsey planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
Officials in Mills County, or rather Montgomery County, say no injuries were reported following a chain reaction accident Monday afternoon about 4 miles south of Red Oak. The Sheriff's Department says a pickup driven by 28-year-old Johnny Madden of Red Oak was stopped facing southbound at the intersection of Highway 48 and 250th Street at around 4:40 p.m. He was waiting for a northbound car to pass so he could turn east onto 250th Street. An SUV driven by 29-year-old Brandy Pease of Shenandoah was stopped behind the pickup when it was rear-ended by a car driven by 17-year-old Mariah Kammerer of Stanton. The teen told authorities she looked down for just a second and when she looked up was unable to stop in time. The impact of the Kammerer vehicle hitting the SUV caused it to be slammed into the rear of the pickup. Damage to all three vehicles amounted to $17,800. There were no citations issued at the scene. Police in Red Oak report the arrest late Tuesday night of a Red Oak man. 19-year-old Caleb Wren was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond for breach of peace after he was arrested at around 11:25 p.m. in the 2300 block of Eastern Avenue in Red Oak. His arrest followed a report of a male being disruptive near the intersection of North 4th Street and Alex Avenue. Two men from Oakland were arrested Monday night in connection with a shooting incident that arose from a confrontation between two groups of outdoor enthusiasts. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said 21-year-old Newberry Wright and 23-year-old Alex Kinzer, both of Oakland, were taken into custody at around 8:50 p.m. Monday. Wright and Kinzer were arrested after the vehicle they and two other men occupied was pulled over following an investigation into an incident at the Farm Creek Wildlife Area about 5 miles east of Carson.
Two guys called in. There was people fishing up at a pond out there, and they were shooting. The one group was just target shooting, doing some shooting. The other group yelled at them to quit shooting because they were scaring the fish. And you know, it was kind of some unkind words said back and forth. And finally, the one group said, "Hey, we're going to call the cops." So they loaded up their boat and headed out. And as they were heading out, they fired a couple of shots. The guys that were there said, you know, that they fired him in their direction.
The sheriff said one of the weapons was a Smith & Wesson 500 Magnum, a very large and powerful handgun. He said a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy stopped the GMC pickup. The men were in and charged Wright, who was the driver of the vehicle, with OWI, reckless use of firearms, and operating while revoked. Kinzer was charged with intimidation with a dangerous weapon, reckless use of a firearm, shooting over water, and manner of conveyance. Both men were brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where Wright later posted a $2,000 bond, and Kinzer was being held on bond amounting to $10,000. News time is 7:12.
If you didn't live here in the heart of our country's agricultural community, you may not appreciate the blessings we have. Working the fields, beautiful weather, and watching our crops grow. This is Jenny Williams from Lindeman Tractor. We at Lindeman's feel blessed as well to have a long history of serving customers like you. And as you're busy this planting season, remember we're here to help keep your Kinze equipment up and running when you need it. Have a safe and successful planting season. From all of us at your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor, true blue.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kinze planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kinze dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Fern Crone, age 91, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Fern Crone will be today at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Louis Heller, age 65, of Avoca, died Sunday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Louis Heller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Muggs Hogan, age 96, of Casey, died Sunday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Mildred Hogan will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Barbara Jean Butler, age 85, of Stewart, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Barbara Jean Butler will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home Chapel in Stewart. Judy Sheriff, age 75, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Winterset Care Center North. Celebration of Life services for Judy Sheriff will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Lonnie Dale Olson, age 51, of Avoca, died Monday at his home. Graveside services for Lonnie Olson will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Oak Grove Cemetery, or rather the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. And Janice Whalen, age 68, who's formerly of Avoca, died October 5th in Missouri. Graveside services for Janice Whalen will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.